Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 12th of December, recording at 9:55 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Where did the time fly? Well, first the highlights here today. In stock markets, how it caught my eye, new highs by Japan. New highs for this move, of course. New highs for South Korea, also India and South Africa. In government bonds, not much going on there. Currencies, this was big. Dollar's quite weak in here. This dollar rally has been looking tired for a long time and shows signs of crumbling. And precious metals, despite that dollar weakness, they having accelerated upwards today, and that was on top of the big gains that they'd seen over the previous 8 or 9 days, which were all part of a pretty big move over the last month or more, actually ended quite soft. Reversed those moves, particularly silver, reversed today's moves, particularly silver. And that looks, well, I'll come back to that in a moment. And lastly, crude oil, quite strong, as is natural gas. Now, let's get back to the stock market cycle here. The best, the favorites, they keep doing quite well. And those are the top industrial markets of Korea and Japan, which I like more than any other developed country, largely industrialized based economies. Then we have the resources markets, which have been extremely strong overall, South Africa, Canada, Australia. And New Zealand has pulled away from that group, as you've seen in recent weeks. That's been really quite weak recently, and it does look like we do have an important top in place. And while Australia had certainly lost momentum, shown a number of inconsistencies that could be signs of top formation activity, that it's a little bit too soon to be emphatic about that at this stage. Now, best case scenario, that markets would remain pretty steady throughout the end of this year and into the first quarter of next year. Certainly by the end of February, I think we will be on very thin ice, if that hasn't already become readily apparent before then. And that's because the technical bull for Wall Street, the Wall Street-led technical bull, will be 3 years old by the end of February. And if you look back to Wall Street's last secular bear market in 1967 through into 82, really, while we had a number of good technical bull phases, all confined though by that glass ceiling on the Dow at about 1025, the longest of those rallies, I believe, was three years, and that is exceptional for these actually secular bear. Again, for new subscribers coming in all the time, I define a secular bear market as a generational long process of valuation contraction, in which we see PE ratios come down and yields rise. Most of that can come from growth, and that is certainly the case so far with the U.S. market. Okay. Now, I know that there are quite a few people who are considerably more optimistic than I am about 2006. Well, I'm optimistic about one aspect of 2006, and that is I expect a great buying opportunity. But to have another great buying opportunity, we first have to see a sell-off. Now, despite my concern, say from March onwards, assuming we get that far without some significant deterioration, I'm not going to be jumping out of positions just because of those concerns. In other words, with my investment portfolio, I may well ride out any correction on offer with things that I really do like that are in very good form now. That's certainly India. And that's also Thailand, thanks to the Aberdeen New Thai Fund. It's also true of a number of my resources investments. But stop orders certainly did cause me to take an axe to a number of speculative resources positions today. Actually, I have really pared down my portfolio, but I've been booking massive profits. Well, not all of them were massive, but the silver position those are very good gains. The gold position, very good gains. Gold's pushed right up there with natural gas in terms of overall gains this year. Both trail behind silver, though, because I've done more in the silver market overall, and it's been a somewhat better move, or more playable move. Disappointed with the silver standard resources. I think that's always going to be a silver play, but you know, my main concentration is going to remain in the actual metals themselves, and I like to do this. I feel I can handle this with leverage, so I use the futures markets. Otherwise, I'd be sitting in a gold ETF. Now, some people may be concerned by the fact that I had jammed those stops up and allowed all those positions to be taken out in the gold and silver futures. Let me then reiterate that I remain extremely bullish for the very long term, and I regard all the exciting action that we have seen in the particularly dramatic run has been since late October, November, on up until today. Now, that run was stronger than I had expected, and I think that stronger than most other people had expected. Terrific. A number of us were there, and we certainly have benefited handsomely from that. And these markets look overstretched in the short term and susceptible to a further consolidation. I warned of that last Friday, that I wouldn't be surprised to see a consolidation. But it was today's action on the upside that really caused me to jam the stops up. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have done it, because today we saw, after persistent strength, we saw the best gains in here this morning. Okay, you know, I'll be back in those markets before too long, but probably not heavily this side of the new year. And if you hold investment positions, unleveraged investment positions, say gold ETFs, so on, I would have no qualms with staying with those. In terms of energy, I've been saying that I felt that oil had bottomed out in the $55 level. That's the New York Mercantile price. And I have pointed out that natural gas had been leading on the way up. Now, I'm all out of my natural gas. That was a good trade as well. And I need not have closed the position out, but I did so as it got back up to the highs, and we had Friday's upside failure also, which is a bit disconcerting. And damage has not been entirely offset by today's rally, although it's been a pretty good rally. In other words, if natural gas was going to be weak, really weak, we would have had some downside follow through in here today, and we haven't. What else to mention? Some of the agricultural commodities. These really are depressed, and some of them have steadied up. Pretty good day here in the soybeans, I can see. Cocoa had picked up a little bit. Nothing spectacular there, but the pattern looks reasonably good. Corn up a bit. So those offer some interesting speculative potential. I'm kind of hoping that they stay reasonably quiet until we get into the new year and closer to the next U.S. crop cycle. That's it, folks. I'm off to have a bite of supper and prepare myself for tomorrow's markets. All the best.